everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Civ Show podcast, where we suck so you don't have to. I'm your host, Moisos.
Raising Zozo.
And Nystagmus.
I think one day, one of you two should do the intro, and it would throw everybody off.
Just everybody would instantly be like, I must have gone to the wrong podcast.
You seem to be under the impression that we come into these with a plan, Moy.
Yeah, Moy. Sheesh.
Well,
foolish.
Okay, well, can we, for the next time, can we plan ahead and be like, hey, Nystagmus, do you want to intro the podcast?
Well, I can't guarantee you'll be happy with the result.
That's the point.
Okay, I'll do it next week then.
Well, at least it would be different.
You gotta come up with your own intro though, Nystagmus. That's another thing.
Oh, I'll come up with one.
Nystagmus isn't very creative when it comes to things like coming up with fun game types. Because if he was, the game type he came up with last night would have been super fun. And it was super fun.
So That's my segue.
Nystagmus, explain your game.
So last night we played a game called Barbarians at the Gates. And so we did use a mod that would make the barbarians far more aggressive and spawn. I think you said, Moy, we were going to spawn within two tiles of your city. They could, like, as long as they're outside your borders.
I'll pull it up. All the changes that I've made. Yeah, they can spawn within two tiles of your borders and also two tiles of each other. So two camps can be two tiles away from each other.
Yeah. And so we made them extremely aggressive. They would spawn every turn. So every turn they would spawn. And the goal of the game was to destroy as many barbarian units besides scouts and clear encampments. You would get a point for killing a non-scout barbarian unit, and you would get 5 points for clearing an encampment. And the person with most points at the end would win, and then you would lose points. But this never happened during our game, which is good to see. It looks like our skills are improving, but if the barbarians were able to raise one of your cities, you lost 5 points.
How many barbs did you guys kill? Who had the most kills? I had 59.
I had 60.
I had 60 as well. So, wow. Yeah, it was really close between all three of us. I think what happened for me was I chose. So when we were drafting, I chose any civ that had a strong early game unit, right? Because I kind of felt that we would encounter the barbs mostly in the early game. Right. And I think I ended up being pretty right about that. And so I chose Nubia, has their special archer. I can get a whole bunch of archers out, and they're I think they're cheaper too. Right.
And they're stronger.
Yeah, yeah. They're stronger. So what I did was I racked up the score pretty early. Like, I basically only built archers at one point. The only other time I had other units was when I bought them from barb clans. Those and the barbarians aren't, you know, they're like, you know, super smart. They just kind of like ran into my archer lines and died. So I racked up score. I got to my 60th kill before the medieval era for sure. And then I never killed another barb because there was nothing around me that wasn't a non-scout.
Wow. I remember the early game, you were like, oh, that's a point. That's a point.
Yeah.
That's a point. That's a point.
That was definitely happening a lot. I'm just like, man, I'm not killing anything. But I was doing a very different strategy.
you were, and you ended up winning last night. So what was your final score? I don't know how much you won by.
I got 60 units and 12 camps.
Yeah, so he got 120 and I got 110.
It was very close.
I got 109. Oh, come on, it's one point.
It was very, very, very close. But in the end, only one person could rise above the rest and claim victory. So we use the wheel for this round, and we're going to use the wheel, I think, moving forward as much as we can. And we had that there was a chance that a game mode got added. A chance. It was, what, 10% chance for each of the game modes, right? And a 1% chance that all three. So we had that Dramatic Ages, Apocalypse, or Shuffle could suddenly be added to the mix. And we did the spin. First one, it was a dud. It was under the 69%, so nothing was added. But then somebody bought an extra spin. So in the second spin, Apocalypse mode was added. And I love Apocalypse mode, and I was the only one that raced to exploit it with Great Bath. and spamming soothsayers. I had three tiles that got up to, I think, 22 faith each. After
26.
Spawning, oh, maybe it's 26. Spawning flood, 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 flood. And I started using the floods against Moy when he was yeah. coming at me. So that was pretty cool. I very much enjoyed using terrain against Moy.
I'm surprised he got that great bath with how aggressive the barbs were at the beginning turns. Like, how did you manage to get the great bath and also not die?
I had a very tight empire and I was very defensive in the beginning. I wasn't going looking for trouble. So it was just when they came to me. So I did have lots of slingers right off the bat. And yeah, it ended up working out. Like, yes, it was slow. It was a slow start, but I had barbarians all around me. So it was once I was ready, I just made a couple units that were in charge of going around and killing barbarians. And I was able to get a nice steady flow. Plus there was lots of barbs in the oceans that I was able to kill. Yeah. So yeah. It worked out playing the slow game. I was playing the slow game and it worked out with Teddy. I discovered very quickly that yes, indeed, the other would have been out of spite. I chose Bull Moose when really the one to go with would have been Rough Rider because there were so many city states in that.
Yeah. And. You know, we all like employed pretty different strategies. So I was trying to rack up the score. I was hoping inertia would pull me over the finish line. Right. So my goal was hunt them down right away, like all the barb camps around me, send out like just archers and kill them. That's why I was racking up so many kills. And then from there, just build like a stable empire that was never going to be, you know, threatened by barbs after that, and then get the kill here or there, like clear an encampment. Basically, I wasn't going to look for units anymore, just kill encampments wherever I could. So that was my strategy. And then we also all picked, you know, three different secret societies, I think, right?
Yeah.
So I went vampires.
Which seems the natural choice, right? Like, for the nature of the scenario.
Yeah, I think the Vampire Castle, I love Vampire Castles, to be honest. Like, my capital was, like, at 50 production before the medieval era, so that was pretty awesome.
Now that you know how to use them, right? Because I think you were struggling using them before, if I understand.
Correctly. Yeah, I just didn't understand the mechanic of, like, how it would stack up and then how it would change. Like, I didn't know, so I was under the impression that if you tore it down, you couldn't rebuild it. That was, like, my wrong impression of how the castles operated. And so I was like, well, what if I improve the tiles next to it and then it's better? And then I screwed up, right? And then so I always used to delay vampire castles for too long. But then I realized, oh, you can just take them down and put them back up and they'll be better.
I chose secret societies because I knew I needed a lot of units. And I was going to buy a lot of units.
You chose camps. Secret societies, did you?
I chose secret societies. Yes. Sorry. Good. I chose Owls of Minerva. I really said that, didn't I? Wow. I'm not even arguing you. I know I said that. Yeah, I chose Owls of Minerva because I needed the gold. And yeah, man, they actually ended up being really good. I ended up making like 200 gold a turn. I had like 2000 gold at the end of the game. I had tons of gold and I had a big army as well. I imagine if my army died, I'd suddenly be making like 500 gold per turn. I had a crazy amount of units. And then I levied a crazy amount of units. I had so much fun that
your,
game.
Your army so was pretty huge. And I was like, what is this? Huge. You're clearly coming to attack me.
I was just going to see what happened. I'm like, come on, let's see what happens. I didn't have a plan. I'll be like, now it's like full transparency. I didn't have a plan. I'm like, let me just go over there, see what happens. You spotted it. I'm like, okay, you know what? I'll just go after city states then. And I'm like, I meant it. I'm like, I won't declare war on you. I'll just go after these city states then because I want to do something, right? It's getting near the end of the night. I'm like, all right, fine. I'll do something. And yeah, they had a lot. I had a lot of units. But then you killed them all with your soothsayer.
Oh, man, that was so great. Just sending giant floods against your enemy. Glorious.
I think it was like it almost matched the blizzard back in one of our community games.
Yes.
I remember that.
Oh, my
that,
God. Like, crushed an entire army.
The Russian.
when I played as Russia. Yeah, oh, yeah.
The Russian. That was terrible.
Oh, so good.
That was terrible. So lame. Not so good.
I have a question. Do we still have the VODs from, like, those old games?
Somewhere.
They might be on YouTube somewhere.
Oh, man. We should, like, at one point go through it and kind of come up with, like, a highlight reel. I like this.
Yeah, you want to do that? You want to go through 4-hour games and find highlights from each?
I don't know. That
video.
Seems like a Moy job to me. No,
I'm not doing that.
Seems like a Moy job. If I've ever heard
no,
one.
No, absolutely not. That's too. I have not that much time, believe it or not, in my day.
All right. So everyone who's listening right now and you watch the show, clip. Do lots of clips, share the clips in the Discord, and that's how we'll get the highlights.
And that will be very helpful. I like
that
idea.
That's it. That's how it'll be done.
And first couple years of the Sip Show will be kind of like an unwritten oral history that will change throughout the ages of like what actually happened. And eventually it'll be, I thought Moy was started the Blizzard. No, it was actually Zoe who started the Blizzard. And yeah, it'll just be a whole bunch of fights and different sects.
No, it was definitely me who started the Blizzard.
Yeah,
that was definitely
that was showing the abuse of Peter. But
I wanted to show how broken Apocalypse mode was, and I did. And like, this is broken.
They're all, every mode's broken. I think Apocalypse mode is a lot of fun though, and I love that like I was raising the sea level, so I was like, I don't care. Bring it on! Raise all the sea levels.
I wasn't affected by the rising sea levels last game. I saw it happen, but I didn't even lose any tiles, I don't think.
Yeah, I lost a few tiles.
I don't
think
it got to that point. You lost a few?
Yeah, I lost one luxury resource.
This is where we would have advertisements, if we had any.
If we had any ads.
But for now, we're going to advertise our own content. So we have a lot of content coming up real soon, and I'm going to let Nystagmus take you through it. Nystagmus?
Hey, so as you know, I've been kind of ad nauseum talking about this over and over again. We kind of created a little bit of a schedule. You can go to our website to start seeing it come together. Last week was our first scheduled game, The Barbarians at the Gates. We'll talk more about the next week game after the advertisements, but we're also going to be putting out more content on our YouTube. You can check out the video about what to expect from 2023, where you see my handsome mug just talk at the camera without smiling for about 2 minutes.
Nice.
So you can check that out for more details, but basically we're going to be coming up with more.
Can we pause? Zo, did you see the intro to that video of Nystagmus?
Yes.
I want to know if
Yes, I did.
Oh my God. Did you laugh? Was it funny?
I enjoyed it. Yes, I enjoyed it. It was good times.
Sorry, Nystagmus. Okay, continue.
So yeah, so you can check that out for more details. So essentially, we're going to have more scheduled games. So February, we're going to be doing more war-like games, culminating in the community game that we're going to bring back every 6 to 8 weeks or so with a battle royale. So if you are a Twitch subscriber or a patron on our Patreon, you can also get a name in the hat to be spun to be in the community game. We'll do the we'll announce when we're going to do the draft rather soon. So definitely check out our Discord for that. And we're going to start putting up blog posts, 3 per month. So one by Moy, one by myself, one by Zoe. We're going to bring back our solo streams. I just did my first one on the previous Friday, and I did a challenge that Moy asked me to do, which was improve my spy game with Wu Zetan, the new leader from China. So we're going to start doing that every week. Not every Civ show member, but every week, one of the Civ show members will do a solo stream. So definitely check that out. And again, you can find the schedule on our website and in the Discord. And then we're finally going to be uploading more to our YouTube. So the first new content is going to be Pass the Safe, where all 3 of us play a game and basically get mad at each other, mostly getting mad at Nystagmus for making bad mistakes or decisions during the game to see whether or not we win or lose. See if basically haphazardly putting a strategy together can win us a game or not. You have to watch it to find out, though. And then also, Better Know a Leader is going to return in March. So definitely check out all the really exciting stuff we got going for us.
Woo!
You know the whole concept of like great minds think alike?
Sure.
Clearly none of us have a great mind because we were not on the same page at all.
I don't know. I kind of feel like you and Zoe were kind of on the same page, and I just kind of threw.
Oh, so we're the great minds. Okay. That's what you said? Okay.
Well, no, it's either.
Zoe, you heard it?
It's one of the two things. Either I was the great mind and you guys aren't my rival and therefore don't think like me, or you are the great minds and that's why we didn't get.
Yeah. I think that myself and Moy did sort of have a very similar strategy. And I don't know what Nystagmus' strategy was. I'm sure he had one. I'm sure he had one, and it was great.
You know what? And I'm going to explain this right now, right? Like, just probably my bias, and I'm trying to move away from that bias. I've always been biased towards science, always in this game, right? Mm-hmm. So whenever we play with like the deity players, I get really anxious when like I'm at like 10 science, and they're at like 50 or 60. But then when I watch like all the other, you know, Civ, you know, people, especially people in the Civ get like boasts or foibles, PB, they have the same issue. It's just that I'm not patient enough to know that I'll eventually exceed them if I just play the game right. So I get blinders on, I think.
Yeah, you're a take action now versus a build for the future kind of guy. It seems like.
Well,
I'm behind in science now.
In the game of Civ, yes. In real life, yeah, probably not.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to imply that. Yeah. In the game of Civ, you kind of have that mindset. And I don't blame you. I think a lot of people have that mindset.
Yeah. People kind of say I have a type A-ish personality. So maybe that's why, too. Like, I don't like to be behind ever. You're like, no, this is unacceptable. I will make these stats better. I don't care if I have to build 1,000 campuses. It will not.
And then let's talk about what we have going on next Sunday. Sunday. I did that last week, Zoe, because you weren't here. So that's why instinctively I just started doing
it. Made the line about if you're not there, you better be dead.
If you're not there, you better be dead.
Right. So, yeah, next week. So, again, letting chaos reign. Right. So did you guys want me to take the lead on that?
Yeah, man. Do it. It's your game.
So bringing back another mode we don't normally play. I kind of feel like we're always playing with the same kind of game modes. Right. We're always playing with like secret societies and monopolies and corporations and kind of staying away from some of the other ones. Right. And barbs. We always play with barbs a lot, too. Right. So this one we're going to play with zombies, and we're basically bringing back Zoe's favorite mode, which is chaos mode. So we're going to put on all of the game modes. So tech shuffle, we're going to bring on the ages one. What's it called?
Dramatic ages.
Yeah. The other ones as well, plus the zombie and barbarians clans mode. And basically, we're going to try to survive. It's like a survival type game where you have the most cities. You get 10 points for every city that you control. And Zoe added in a little bit extra, which is if you were able to turn the zombies on an opponent and take over a city with the zombies, then you get an additional 5 points. Right? So you get the 10 points base for just having the city. But if you use zombies in some way to take the city, you get an additional 5 points.
I kind of have a strategy going into this. I'll be transparent. I'm going to build a lot of scouts.
Are you going to be Inca as well?
No, because I don't care about the upgraded scouts. No, I just care about the actual scout, like the unit of the scout. Even like the Kree. I don't want the Kree. They're too strong. I want a very weak unit. Send it your way and just have it die. That's my plan. Make you deal with the zombies.
So you're a monster.
So you're basically
the zombies are the monster. I'm not a monster. Here you are. You and your fairy tale creatures ruining my
creatures. Oh, yeah, that's certainly a strategy.
There's no computers, right? It's just us.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to try and use science and faith. That'll be my strategy. And I'll try to use those projects.
every game ever for you. Science and faith.
Science and faith, every game ever, yeah.
Yeah, just so nothing changes.
If it
ain't broke, don't fix it. And if it broke, just keep on doing it until it's not broke no more.
No, but I want to try using those projects for sure.
I'm going to try using the traps and like those improvements that are unique to zombie mode.
Yeah.
I feel like no one uses them ever. So I want to try to use those if I can. And I think, China gets
China
a bonus.
China does. I think anyone that can build anything like a fort. So I think Rome as well.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
They get barricade added or whatever. They get stuff added to it. So.
Not only that, Rome has like their unique unit builds forts too, right? So that's
your legion. Yeah,
you don't even need a worker to do it.
You can't build it with a worker. You got to build it with a military engineer, which means you need an encampment and then a barracks and then an armory. Then you can build in a military engineer and then you can build forts. It's a process. So that, you know, that whole eureka of like build two forts in your land, like it's a big process. It's a big commitment to do.
I think this is going to be fun.
It'll bring be a survival. On
the pain.
The zombies get just silly. They get so silly.
We should play with the new barbarian clan mode too. And then the zombies will just kill all the barbarians and make 1,000 zombies. And then.
No,
I thought,
I don't know how unstable that would be.
I thought all the modes were going to be on.
He means with the mod.
Oh,
I see. Just used.
I see.
To make them more aggressive.
I see.
But I don't know how compatible that is. Anything else, gentlemen?
Before we wrap it up? No, I had fun. I do recall a good giggle. I haven't had a good giggle in a long time. I don't recall exactly what you guys did, but something made me laugh last night.
I showed you a sample of Pass the Save.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was. Oh, that was
you
afterwards.
Yourself, so.
That was afterwards. I thought that was during the show. I'm like recalling, like, I had a good laugh at the end, right? And like, no, it was okay. Well,
you pulled hilarious. You pulled a me at the game.
What does that mean?
So you know how like sometimes I'll just denounce you out of nowhere, or you know, I'll declare war on you. I mentioned that.
That's right. You are such a bully. Oh
yeah. So Zoe was like, why did you take out that barb clan? I've been trying to take it out for like 10,000 years or something like that. And I was like, that sounds more like a skill issue on your part than one boy. And then you just denounced me out of nowhere.
Was instant denouncing.
It's still not as bad as me, because I would have normally just declared war immediately without even denouncing, but. You're getting closer.
Boy as well.
You're getting closer, so you're letting the hate flow through you.
Yes.
And you will soon be the Sith Lord that we all want you to be.
Yes, yes, of course. That is the goal, isn't it?
No, Zoe's got some standards. Zoe has the I'll give you a chance to redeem yourself, and he'll denounce you, right?
Hey, Moy gave me 4 gold. That's all that is needed.
You know whose idea that was? That was Chinko's idea. And I'm like, oh, that's so brilliant. Okay.
But he said 1 gold.
yeah, that's right. He said 1 gold. I'm like, no, let's make it 4. such a good time last night.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. All right. Well, join us next week, everybody, for our zombie mode apocalypse extravaganza. It is certain to be... well, violent. It's going to be a lot of death. And yeah, that's it. Join us. Follow us on Discord, the Twitter, the YouTube. It's been fun, guys.
You have Good Morning Amenities coming up this week.
I do. It's Thursday. If all goes to plan, Thursday will be a Good Morning Amenity, 9 a.m.
If you're listening to this podcast, it already happened.
Yes.
This podcast gets released at 6 a.m.
Oh, I thought it was noon. I thought it was noon. Sorry.
6 a.m. 3 a.m. your time. So people can wake up and travel to their work and commute.
Yeah. With
a nice podcast in their ears.
The best podcast. Just look at our followers. There's just so many people listening, tuning in every week.
There are dozens of us.
Dozens. There's dozens.
Okay.
All right, everybody.
I think that's it.
We're done. Good night.
Good day.
Goodbye.